The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Show on, get paid.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Good morning. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. We got this. Everything's gonna be okay. Everybody calm down. I know it's a little crazy. You watch all the negativity, and thanks for letting us have some fun this morning. We got a great show for you today, and I'm so honored to bring to the airwaves Dr. Stephen Greer, practicing surgeon, pioneering how hospitals care for the elderly, right? He also became a Wall Street analyst. How about that? And portfolio manager 20 years ago. He's author of the book, The Medical Advocate. Dr. Greer is the first man that you heard on any media anywhere talk about drugs that could possibly offset the effects of the coronavirus. Talked about Remdesivir. Talked about this a couple of weeks ago, hydroxychloroquine. And Dr. Greer is kind enough to join us this morning. Dr. Stephen, thank you for being on the show. And so we're just very, very privileged to have you with us this morning, sir.
Hey, my pleasure. How are you doing?
Well, great. But, man, you were way ahead of the curve. Dr. Greer, you said it a couple of weeks ago. No one was talking about it. You talked about these drugs. But I'm telling you, man, that was great. And then all of a sudden, they didn't give you or me credit for bringing you to the airwaves, or Frank, our producer, you know.
Welcome to my world. I'm constantly giving people on Fox these kinds of tips, and they use it, and they never give you credit. I just get used to it by now.
Yes, sir.
Just to be a little, I'm not that great. People, you mentioned the Wall Street job. We're always looking ahead. These drugs were well known to anyone who could put a little bit of effort into it. And so and Wall Street always looking ahead, trying to predict what's going to happen, because if you react after the news, you won't make any money. So I'm always looking forward, and that's how I saw these things.
Well, you were right on the money, sir. So tell us about which drug is better? Is the hydroxychloroquine with the Z-Pak or Remdesivir? Which one do you think works better, doctor?
Okay, that's a good question. Now, they're all hydroxychloroquine is now an officially approved FDA drug to treat this coronavirus, so it's no longer controversial. But when you want to answer questions of which is better, that's going to take a big multi-center head-to-head trial. We won't know that for a long time. And you don't need to know it. You don't need to have randomized controlled trials for everything. And what we have is real-world, credible data collected by credible scientists showing prospectively that hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak works. And so there's no reason. It would be unethical. It would be unethical to withhold that drug from use.
Thank you for saying that, because if there's an element of proof that it shows up in a positive way, you should use it. And do we have enough
that's
of the drug?
Yes, in go ahead. Clinical trials, if you're testing A versus B and the option A is working so well, they will stop the trial because it's unethical to keep giving patients option B that doesn't work. So that's it's just basic clinical trial stuff. It's absolutely correct to use hydroxychloroquine. It's absolutely correct for the FDA to approve it. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I was going to say, is it available? Is it readily available? Because everybody's complaining we don't have ventilators, we don't have this, we don't have that. I want to see the drug, fast track to these states.
The hydroxychloroquine, that's interesting. I just saw a Wall Street report today where they're tracking the various generic drug makers. I think there's plenty of manufacturing supply But in the hot spots of New York, I don't believe it's too easily available, but the hospitals can get it. So down here in Florida, where I am right now, it is available. So I think, I haven't done a lot of homework on this, but I think it's pretty much available throughout most of the country, unless you're in a big hot spot like Brooklyn or Queens.
Yeah. Dr. Greer, how important is it to manufacture the drugs right here in America?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We talked about this last time. I said this 10 years ago in an essay. It's just obvious. Yeah, you've got to be making this stuff here. Because I'll give you an example. Just yesterday, India, which makes – it's not just China. India makes a lot of our drugs, too. India is banning the exportation of hydroxychloroquine because they need it for themselves. Well, that's understandable, except that exposes us. So it's a matter – fortunately, China hasn't done that yet. I think they know it'd lead to war or something, but they could easily just say, hey, we need the drug for ourselves. Same thing with medical devices. Everything comes from China, and it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, you know, we heard Senator Tom Cotton over the weekend, and he sounded a lot like you in talking about China. You know, and as it stands now, what do we know about China's role in this pandemic, Dr. Greer?
I was going to say that is I just threw out there sort of half guessing based on intuition that this sure seemed like a weapons engineered virus, not some random mutation in the wild. And that's what the various senators are coming right out and saying that now, that this was that China has a bioweapons program, which is illegal, violates all the rules of post-World War II rules. And they're doing it. Why they're doing it, I'm not exactly sure why. But they screw up. They're sloppy. They're terrible at what they do. And they try to do sophisticated things. And then they let a virus leak out, which they shouldn't have been making in the first place. So,
You know what, Dr. Greer, you're right on the money. Thank God. You're right. You are so on top of this. And just to be clear, and we had talked about this last time, but just to reiterate, if I may, the molecular structure of this virus, the way it attacks the lungs, is it man-made, or did it? We talked about it last time, but just to reiterate, is it man-made, or was it an accident that it came out the way it did?
Well, I can only go by I sort of guessed and speculated and so forth. But now I believe the senators who sit on intelligence committees and so forth, and they've got more information than I do, and it looks to be genetically engineered, man-made as a bioweapon. Yeah.
See, I want everybody to hear that. Thank you for saying it, because they say, oh, you're conspiratorial, Joe. Oh, my gosh. Now you're being a conspiracist. No. It was just so coincidental. And also the timing of this whole thing. And again, Dr. Greer, you are so great, man. I got to tell you something. We appreciate it so much. But are the deaths being, and I say this with the ultimate respect for those lives lost, but are they... Yeah. Are they over-exaggerating on the deaths? Like, are they putting coronavirus when someone had a really severe underlying illness when somebody died just to be sensational anymore? Is that too dramatic when I say that?
It's a definite political ploy to hype this. Just this week, intentionally, I don't even blame Anthony Fauci now. I think the White House is on board. He came out with this outrageous number of there could be 200,000 deaths. Yeah, and then the next morning, Brian Kilmeade on Fox and Friends said there will be 200,000. Well, I've had a conversation back and forth in writing. You could read it on my website. Yeah. Dr. Anthony Fauci does not have any models to back that up. He's bluffing, guessing, and no one questions him. And they all take him as the unquestionable master. He's making that stuff up. So my estimations and my model, for whatever it's worth, are much less than that. Now, and then right now, look at the numbers that we have right now and project it out. So let's say we get 30,000 deaths. That's right up there on par with the regular influenza. So this is the bad news is it is a really bad virus to certain people who seem to be susceptible to it, whereas others just do fine. So it is a weird, scary disease that we haven't seen before. But the net effect is that the total death rate is not something, in my opinion, that warrants this absolute political overreaction across the country. It's a domino effect. When Cuomo does it, everyone else does it. And it's unwarranted, and I think it's unconstitutional. There's no constitutional right to make people stay in their homes. It's violating our civil rights. You're seeing the Seattle police chief say that it's illegal and we'll arrest you if you say anything that, about the virus being related to China. And so our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, our civil rights are being destroyed by this crisis. There's people out there opportunizing on this crisis.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying, Dr. Steve McGreer, because when you think about somebody, my friend, Brian's a friend of mine, Brian Kilmeade's a buddy of mine. And when we hear, and you know, when if it's Brian Kilmeade or it's Piscopo, I mean, you hear Dr. Fauci say this, you go, wow, 200,000, that's what's going to happen. So and so we say it, but it becomes a snowball effect. But you've yep. been critical of Dr. Fauci. By the way, with great respect to Dr. Fauci, of course, but I the two of you had that, you went back and forth with an email exchange with him personally this week.
But that's right. Yeah. And he just confirmed what I suspected. And I mean, I know what variables are available. I know what data are available to drive a model. And I'm wondering, like, well, where's he coming up with his model? Because I don't have that. And sure enough, he doesn't. His reply was, first, he tried to point the finger at Dr. Birx and say she's the one who did it. And I replied, okay, well, just show me the model. And then he stopped replying to me. And so it's nonsense.
Oh, this is – listen, so it allays our fears a little bit, Dr. Greer, with what you're saying. And by the way, can we go from there to the ventilator shortage? I mean
– Sure, sure.
Is that manufactured as well?
Yeah, the ventilator shortage is a total distraction. It's not an issue. Ventilators are the last resort. They're not even curing people. The focus should be on medications to prevent people from – because so as soon as you are tested positive and you have symptoms and you go to the hospital, you should be getting one of these medications. Here's the point that I wrote, and it's I'm the only one to say this, is I have unfortunately experienced at some of these Brooklyn's and Queens hospitals back 20-some years ago. When I was doing clinical trials at NYU as a surgery resident, I would go out there, and they were scandalous hospitals that over the last 10, 15 years have been in so much trouble that Governor Cuomo considered shutting them down and then, in his ultimate wisdom, decided to throw $7 billion at them. So these are not the best hospitals to be treating even routine medicine, okay? They're so bad they're almost shut down. So here's what needs to be happening. In a problem like this, there's a term called centers of excellence. Every single person testing positive should be sent, I suggest, to the Javits Center or some military-controlled place where you've got qualified people who can do this, and centralize them and have a big, huge Javits Center treating all these people, giving them the blood transfusions of plasma from people who've already had it, giving them hydroxychloroquine, giving them remdesivir and the three other experimental drugs. Then you'll prevent the deaths. You'll take the burden off of these hospitals that can't even do routine medicine, that shouldn't be treating this. And that's what needs to happen. And I mean, I'm pounding the table on that, and I don't know why it's not happening. Hopefully Trump and the military hears us.
Yeah, and indeed they do. I think they sample a lot of the morning shows, so we appreciate you getting the word out. Dr. Stephen Greer, this man is one of the brightest gentlemen out there in dealing with this coronavirus. And also, you're so experienced treating the elderly, Dr. Greer. We're seeing nursing homes being particularly hard hit by this epidemic. What can be done in nursing homes that's not being done now, sir?
Boy, that's funny you mentioned that. I didn't tell you to say that. There's already been $8 billion approved early on for emergency. So I've reached out to the White House. I've got a company with a very famous doctor who's already advising the White House. You know, so we've got this credible team. We already have gadgets where you can do a remote pulse ox. To make a long story short, I think we could immediately start using telemedicine because doctors are afraid to go in their patients. Family members, so they're being quarantined, these nursing homes, and even if they're not sick, they've been cut off from society. So we need to do telemedicine, iPads, screens, where they can talk to doctors or even family members. That's step number one, and I have a proposal and to do that, and I'm waiting for them to get back with me. But so I think that a lot. See, if you are a wound care expert or any other type of doctor.
Yeah.
You can advise the nurses and so forth what to do. You don't actually have to be there. So my recommendation is to start piping in some telemedicine to these nursing homes.
Wow. 8:19, and we're going to let you go, Dr. Greer. We appreciate your valuable time and your brilliance, sir. But I just want to ask you about, you're a finance expert on top of being the great doctor that you are. Do you see the economy making any sort of comeback when this is all over?
Well, not at the current rate. If they keep thinking more about their political careers and unnecessarily shutting down states and industry, no, this is bad news. But if they and I have a hunch Trump's going to wake up and change his tune. But so if it goes beyond April, I'm not too optimistic. It's all up to the politicians.
And is it okay to wear a mask to go out? I'm a hype. Huh? No mask or to mask or not
yes,
to mask?
Yes. I forgot. Thanks for reminding me. As I've been telling everybody to wear a mask. And here, now this is not a conspiracy theory. It's absolutely true. And it's provable. Is they've been lying to us in a massive propaganda campaign, literally. And that's not, I'm not using those words lightly, to prevent a run on the stockpile for first, you know, responders, nurses, doctors and stuff. Well, that's an understandable reason, but you can never excuse mass propaganda. It's a slippery slope. And, you know, and so they've been lying to us. Mask, even it doesn't have to be a surgical mask. You can put a handkerchief in your mouth, which is what they're doing out in Los Angeles now. And it works for two reasons. It prevents you from touching your own face. And it does prevent particles and droplets if you cough, despite what people say. So absolutely wear a mask. And you have to go outside to get groceries and so forth. So people are leaving the house. And when you leave the house, put a handkerchief, a mask, anything around your face, and wear gloves at the same time. And those will do two very effective things at helping prevent from spreading or contracting it.
Wow. Dr. Greer, this is the most vital 20 minutes we've done on the radio, and we're just so privileged to have you. The name of the book is The Medical Advocate from Dr. Greer, practicing surgeon, works with the elderly, does great work with the elderly, Wall Street analyst, portfolio manager. Dr. Greer, we're just so privileged to have you with us. Come back again. Keep us posted if you hear anything, because you're making an awful lot of sense. And where can we find you online, Dr. Greer, if I may?
You mean like social media? I boycott Twitter and all that stuff. I recently just deleted my Instagram app because I was spending too much time on it with my golf videos. But but just go to the healthcare channel. Or my little personal thing that called GreerJournal.com. The healthcare channel is something I started back in 2006. It was the first ever internet-based media platform where we interviewed experts like Dr. Fauci, and we sold it to Wall Street for a subscription. So I would recommend for this topic, you can go to the healthcare channel.
Great. Thanks. Dr. Greer, thank you. The Medical Advocate is the name of the book as well. Dr. Stephen Greer, thank you so much. Let's talk soon, sir. And really, really infinite thanks for your expertise, sir.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Dr. Stephen Greer right there. Hey, James Rosen coming up on the Piscopo Show with Frankie and Al. And here's Debbie Duhame at 8:22 on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Over in Jamaica, Queens, Jamaica Ave remains completely closed by the Van Wyck. It's an ongoing accident investigation. One car smashed right into a storefront there, and the investigation continues. 109 is closed at Sunrise Highway, getting down toward West Babylon. Serious collision there. And heading to the LIE West at 106.7, a stalled truck. 22 West at North Broad Street in Hillside, a collision. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The End.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Now is the time to register for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel with AM970 The Answer. Expand your global perspective on the Stand With Israel tour this December with nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Sign up today to become part of Israel's mesmerizing tapestry, both religiously and politically. On the Stand With Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. On the tour, we'll take you behind the scenes to explore the key places you've read and heard about. Pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the unique Dead Sea, and much more. The land and its diverse people are a spectacle to behold, and you can live it all firsthand. Oh, did we mention enjoying the amazing cuisine? Best of all, you'll be with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, special guest Mike Lindell, and surrounded by like-minded supporters of Israel. Secure your spot today for the Stand With Israel tour when you visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative on May 29th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Great news. In partnership with Salem Media Group, the free speech documentary No Safe Spaces gets special limited digital release. No Safe Spaces, starring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla, reveals how America has become a dangerous place to speak your mind and share ideas. They do it in an entertaining and powerful way. No Safe Spaces, released October 25th of last year, reached $1.3 million at the box office, has a 99% audience rating at the RottenTomatoes.com, right? That's the highest rating for any film last year. Critics have called No Safe Spaces smart, vital, urgent, and one of the most important documentaries that you need to see today. Hollywood does not want you to see this movie. After being passed over for distribution by major studios, as well as streaming services like Netflix, the film has decided to offer they've offered to make this film on a limited release. You know, Dennis is a great, Mr. Prager, Dr. Prager, he's a great guy. Adam Carolla is hysterical. This is a must-see. It's on DVD and digital this summer. You know, you watch it out. But right now, if you go to No Safe Spaces, you could check out and you could watch it right there streaming. Make good use of this time at home and watch No Safe Spaces. Share it with your family. No Safe Spaces is now available to watch for a limited time only at NoSafeSpaces.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
But nobody wants new Beatles to know music for you. Him.
They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
As the Beatles, every time I hear the Beatles now, I think of James Rosen. It's like, because I'm a Dave Clark Five Stones guy, Animals, you know, Jimi Hendrix, you know. But the Beatles, man, there is the number one fan, the guy that knows more about this group than anybody on earth is James Rosen, investigative journalist, a brilliant journalist, by the way, for Sinclair Broadcasting, New York Times bestselling author and historian, and dear friend of this program. James, welcome to the show. I'm telling
Thank
you, man.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Joe. I have to tell you, I feel badly that this is not just with you, but other friends of mine as well. Every time I hear the Beatles, I think of you. And I feel if you advertise your obsessions loudly enough, You know, you inflict them on people. Now, you know, people deserve to be able to think of the Beatles without saying, oh, James Rosen.
No.
You know, so I feel badly about this.
You are the fifth Beatle, James Rosen. I'm just saying, you know.
A very strong claim that I advance, yes.
It is great. But you're right. I got to tell you, since we've been chatting, and we get into the news of the day, we will for sure. But, James, I listened to the Beatles. What, they were beyond brilliant. How they put that there. The harmony alone. Can we talk about the harmony alone? You know, I mean, they...
We'll get to the news, but first, early Beatles harmony.
Well, what's the name of the cave that they played there in Germany? What was
the Cavern Club in Liverpool.
How would you possibly know that,
What's James? The name of the cave? They got, like, caves there. They're bats in those caves. Joe.
I think Bin Laden was in that
cave. What kind of Beatles appreciation is that? What's the name of that cave?
I swear to God, I was thinking it was like a. But then they did Twist and Shout. They did they did Ray Charles music, and they would play it over. You didn't
sure.
know that they would come out. When did they come in to learning that they could have that melodic harmony like they have? You know, when did they realize?
Well, the Beatles.
That?
Let's never forget what the Beatles were when they all first met, except with the exception of Ringo Starr, I believe. But
yeah,
they were
yeah.
students, and the Beatles were the greatest students of the first wave of rock and roll. They distilled everything they heard in those records and from other music that they had heard through their families and so forth, the stuff from the 20s, and they distilled it all down. They understood, better than any other student of this music, what made a great song great, which started with melody, harmonies, a very muscular beat, and on and on. The listeners of New York, Joe, they don't need to hear me prattle on about what I think made the Beatles great. For goodness sakes, why do you
I'm telling you, on the show, it's great. I like to take someone of your prowess, the brilliant journalist that you are. And another thing I wanted to chat with you about, James, if I may, is you retweeted something from a buddy who wrote something about local radio. What a great piece that was. Who was that?
This was from my friend Vince Benedetto.
Yeah.
Who is an force veteran and an entrepreneur who owns a whole bunch of radio stations in the New York, Pennsylvania area through his corporation, Bold Gold Media. And he wrote an article online, which you can find on my Twitter feed, at James Rosen TV, about the role that local radio plays in times of crisis like this, where, you know, you might sometimes think to yourself, well, it's just always there, and you might take it for granted. But local radio and radio in general is on all the time, as my friend Vince mentioned, and it's a source for news, community, reassurance, and in times like this, really life-saving information.
Yeah, now more than ever. Great. At James Rosen TV, I so enjoy your tweets. But getting to the issues of the day, you broke this terrific story on Sinclair about how a sanitizer opposed by the CDC killed coronavirus in lab tests. What happened with that story, James?
So I've been going back and forth with CDC for a few weeks now about a kind of hand sanitizer that the FDA recommends, that the Environmental Protection Agency has green-lighted, but the CDC refuses to recommend. Oh. Most of the hand sanitizers we all use, like Purell and the other famous ones, they fall under CDC guidelines, which recommends that a hand sanitizer be composed mostly of alcohol, forms of alcohol, either 60% ethanol or 70% something called isopropanol.
Right,
let's go back to the early Beatles right now. All right. But there's a second kind of hand sanitizer that doesn't use alcohol at all. Yeah. It's made from an ammonium compound called benzalkonium chloride, or BZK. Huh. And on its website, which was last updated on March 18th, CDC acknowledges that the FDA approves this other kind of hand sanitizer, but they think that it's not as effective, it's less reliable against coronavirus as the alcohol ones. And our exclusive story on Sinclair, and again, you can watch the story at James Rosen TV, found that a laboratory called Bioscience Laboratories in Bozeman, Montana, was commissioned by a private manufacturer of this other kind of hand sanitizer. The manufacturer is called Three Kings Corp, and they make a hand sanitizer called Dab, which is made of this benzalkonium chloride instead of the alcohols, like most hand sanitizers. They commissioned this independent laboratory in Montana, which has an excellent reputation for testing different strains of virus against different kinds of compounds and chemicals, such as hand sanitizers, independent lab, and asked them to try Dab on the coronavirus. The leader of the study in the Montana lab could not get a hold of the Wuhan strain, but they chose another kind of coronavirus from that family of viruses, a very disagreeable family, I think we all agree, and it's structurally very similar to the Wuhan virus. And they tested DAB against it, and they report findings of 99.9% effectiveness, including for times of up to 120 minutes, 2 hours. Most of the alcohol-based sanitizers, I'm told, evaporate from your skin after only 10 minutes, and they don't provide protection beyond 10 minutes or so. We're talking up to 2 hours of protection, 99.9% effectiveness against a strain of coronavirus discovered in this country in 1973 that is very similar to the Wuhan strain. So I thought that those were very interesting results. Again, you can watch this exclusive story at James Rosen TV, where I post all of my work for the Sinclair Broadcast Group.
You know, this is why I love you, James. This is why. See, and again, we didn't plan this. We didn't do any, a pre-show chat. James, you will testify. This is live as live can be, what James Rosen is saying. I've been talking about a product called Durasan for years now. Made in where, James, you asked? Passaic, New Jersey. Thank you for asking. It's Durasan. It's got the same exact, what you just said, it's got the same exact elements in it. Plus, it's got the same elements that are in Neosporin. So it's got a healing property. Durasan is the same thing. It's amazing. See how you get ahead of the curve?
Yeah, but here's the thing, Joe. Yeah. Here's the thing. Only one of us right now is collecting $275.
Residual,
go directly to go, Joe. Go directly to go.
No, listen. I'm such a hypochondriac. This guy came in. He sent me this for Passaic, and he said, Joe, you got to try this. I've been hooked on it. It's not alcohol, and it keeps your hands free of germs for 24 hours. We are sending you some Durasan, because you're right on the cutting edge, because the alcohol dissolves. They don't even say. Only James Rosen would figure that out. God bless you, man.
I don't want to create any journalistic ethics dilemmas for myself, but perhaps it could be indulged, Joe, under the rubric of participatory journalism.
I'm sending you a box of Durasan. I swear to God, we're going to do that, you know? But you gave blood this week, James Rosen. It's a serious blood shortage.
Another,
I don't mean
very
to make
important story.
Yeah, please.
It wasn't this week, but about 2 weeks ago, I went to the Red Cross here in Washington and donated blood. And they took nice, beautiful, I sound a bit like the president, they took a nice, beautiful, big, fat bag of blood. And if you go to my Twitter
best
feed,
blood
at
in the world.
TV,
best blood in the world.
You will see the pictures of me in a tie, hooked up to the needle. And you know what? If you're healthy, there's no. Yeah. It's very safe for you to go and give blood, and it is critical to the nation's domestic blood supply, which is in grave straits right now because of the coronavirus. There are people around the country who depend. Mm-hmm. They will die without blood products. And my wife, I would tell you, is one of them. So if you just go to the Red Cross and theredcross.org, and you can make an appointment to give blood, and you'll be doing something really patriotic and really wonderful for society.
Yeah, Frankie Five Burrows, our producer, did that as well. And your wife's okay? Your wife's okay? Everything's
good?
You're
good to ask, yes. You know, the greatest threat to my wife's health right now are her children, our children, who are driving her crazy like a lot of moms across the country, suddenly plunged into the abyss known as homeschooling.
James, you're the best. Before we let you go, do you think the pandemic, how will it affect the presidential race, do you think, James Rosen?
Well, it's really hard to say right now, except to say we can say with certainty it's not going to be any ordinary presidential election. That would have been true just with the presence of Donald Trump, of course, as the incumbent. But in this case, we don't know what those conventions are going to look like. You know, there's some discussion early now about distance voting, you know, which will be subject to all kinds of post-election second guessing. And look at what happened in Iowa with the Democratic caucuses there. Look what happened with the rollout of Obamacare. You know, if there's one thing we know throughout history is that government doesn't have an unblemished record of rolling out technological innovations in service of government functions. So we would have to see how that would go.
James Rosen, you're the best. Did you see the film, by the way, yesterday? Did you see that film about the kid?
I kind of refused to watch it. I wept at the trailer, Joe. So I was like, you know what? I seriously wept when I watched the trailer, and it was too effective in conjuring the post-Beatles world, which I don't even want to contemplate or admit.
I caught the film by accident, and it's about if the Beatles never existed, what a world would be like, and how this kid discovers the song, and he's the only one that – it's a really – something interesting. I was just curious to see.
Is this film where you, Joe, learned that the Beatles played in a cave, huh? You played in a cave up there?
Hey, you know these four guys, these English guys, I swear to God, they were in
that
a cave.
That is like bats in there or something. I don't know. It's like a cave.
James Rosen, we love you. Go to at James Rosen TV. You'll see the best reporting from this brilliant journalist, all-around great guy, and the man who actually uses a landline when he calls a radio station, and God knows we love him for that. James, we love you, man. God bless you, and
love
to the
Joe,
fam.
Thanks. Yes, stay strong, New York.
Staten Island's best right there. James Rosen right there. There's the man, James Rosen. Zen Sam's going to join us momentarily on the show, 877-970-2999. I see the calls coming in. We're going to go to Big Al right now with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees and 839. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Another week, another terrible record. The Labor Department says 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment claims last week as the coronavirus pandemic continues to take a toll on the economy. Comcast pledging $500 million to support its employees through the coronavirus outbreak. In a company-wide email, CEO Brian Roberts announced that the funding will go towards continued pay and benefits where operations have been paused or impacted. Additionally, Roberts and four other senior executives have chosen to donate 100% of their salaries to charities that support COVID-19 relief efforts. Roberts wrote, "We hope in some small way we can make this time easier on our employees, our local communities, and our customers." Comcast, the parent company of NBC Universal and NBC News. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking suspended. Metered parking rules in effect over in Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica Ave still blocked by the Van Wyck. It's an ongoing accident investigation. A closure on 109 South getting right into Sunrise Highway. That's a serious accident there being investigated. Thank you to our emergency workers out there. Nichols Road southbound into Patchogue. Holbrook Road into Holbrook. A collision there as well. And 22 West at North Broad Street in Hillside. Looks like an accident blocking one lane. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Napa cares about the communities they're a part of. For those of you still having to get out there, Napa Auto Parts, Napa Auto Care Centers, and Napa Online are ready to help. That's Napa know-how.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When you hear all this stuff on the radio, you know, you're like, yeah, right. So when I heard the Balance of Nature commercial, I was like, yeah, right. You know, how can those pills give you more energy? But the amazing thing is it does. It works. All the claims of Balance of Nature work. I mean, I have more energy. Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I would walk up the hill from feeding the horses and I'd just be dragging. And I'm like, I hate feeling this way. I've got years more to live. I don't want to feel tired all the time. And now I have plenty of energy. I used to have to, you know, always say, okay, I'm going to take a nap at 2 o'clock because I'm so tired I can't stand it, you know, and now I'm taking a nap in weeks.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us is Jay Jacobs, the Nassau County Democratic Chairman, also the Chairman of the New York State Democratic Committee. What advice would you give to the current field of Democratic presidential candidates?
It's a strong group of individuals, and I respect each and every one of them. What I would advise to these candidates running for president today is let's talk a little bit less about the demons and the villains, and let's talk a little bit more about hope and opportunity and a vision for the future that describes an America and defines an America that we will make this country into, that they can look at and say, that's a place I want to live in.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. While you're at home, use this time, please, to beautify, protect, and preserve your biggest investment, your house, please. Even though New York has a construction ban on for the next 30 days, Susan at Rhino Shield has a great deal for you to consider. Susan will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed
in the month of April, no matter when you want the job started. You hear what I'm telling you, right? One person will visit your home, walk the outside, and you probably wouldn't even know that the person was there except for the estimate that will be emailed to you. You set a date, any date in the future you wish to start the work, right? Now, RhinoShield is a ceramic coating. It seals your house or your commercial building. It's great for your business, by the way. Looks just like paint, but has a 25-year guarantee. It's spectacular. I put it on my home. The best thing I ever did to my house. Look, I'm a single, hardworking dad, and I got to worry about my house and painting the house, and I would do patchwork on it here and there. And no, Susan came out. She can electronically send you a visual look exactly what your house is going to look like by email. You know, say, well, I'm on blue gray. You want, we pick the plum color, you know, and has a 25-year guarantee. And you know what? You don't have to talk to anybody or see anybody. And Susan is offering no payments and no interest financing for 1 year. No interest financing for 1 year. Support your local small business. Call Rhino Shield today, please. You got to call. You get a free estimate. You talk to Susan. You're going to love her. 877-744-6608. Just like that. 877-744-6608. Protect your biggest investment. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Dan Proft. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Jersey Joe on the radio. 844 on AM 970. The Answer with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al and Debbie Duhame. We love Zen Sams. She's a friend of the program, model, mom, actress, currently exiled in Canada. Hey, Zen, a good morning to you. Thanks for calling. How are you? Everything okay?
Everything's good here, Joe. How are you?
Good. You know what? By the grace of God, it's all good. How did you end up in Canada, girl?
I fly fast. I fly under the radar. I'm a dual citizen, so I was born in Montreal, Canada, and when I was a teenager, of course, I had started my modeling career and traveled the world and ended up in New York. But I'm a native, a dual citizen now, so yeah, I have Canadian citizenship and the U.S. and decided to take my daughter, my husband, and I. We drove up here. We're at my mom's house in Quebec, which actually is the epicenter here in Canada. So I left one epicenter and I came to the next. It's like this thing is chasing me.
Yeah, but how is everyone quarantined up there?
So in Quebec right now, look, just to put things into perspective, the Canadian population is about 38 million. In the U.S., we have 328 million approximately.
Yeah, yeah.
But the land, but see, in Quebec, the province that I'm in, it has the exact same population as New York City. So 8.5 million people to 8.6 million people, Quebec versus New York City. But the land area that we're talking about, people aren't stacked here. So the NYC land area is about 784 square kilometers over 8.5 million people. And the population in Quebec is 8.5 million people over 1.7 million square kilometers. So, you know, you have so much more land. People are not stacked. It's not like the rate of infection here is tripling, you know, every 3 days.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's a little bit more normal because the total number of cases in Canada reached, as of yesterday, 10,000 by the end of the day, with 15 new deaths reported over the same 36 hours. So bringing the total number of fatalities in Canada to 111. We're not seeing the numbers that New York is seeing. And New York is my home. So every morning I wake up and I look at the news and I'm starting to really understand that this is out of control in New York and on so many levels. And it's spiraled to a place where now everybody has to just hunker down. And literally, I have friends of Alexis that live in the city. Like, they're not even going out to do groceries. They're just waiting for, you know, Amazon Fresh or all the delivery services to go because they have children. And walking into a grocery store with a child right now, what do you do if you're a single mother? You can't, because they touch everything. They lick everything. It's not safe. It's taking a toll.
Zen Sam's with us. You know, you're speaking like a dedicated mom, Zen. God bless you. That was great. Because last I chatted with you, you were supposed to go to Nashville, I think, right? Weren't you going down to Tennessee for a premiere of your movie?
I did. I went. So the trajectory was kind of interesting. As this breakout this pandemic was unfolding, I had the release of The Banker in Memphis, Tennessee, at the National Civil Rights Museum. And so that happened around the first week of March. And then when I got back from Memphis, the pandemic just, you know, took over New York within, I want to say, 10 days of me coming back from Memphis. And then I've been here now 18 days. And I decided when, at the height of this, when this was really, you know, when we were starting to hear quarantines are going to start taking place, you know, 3 weeks ago, New York City was at a very different place than it is now. I made a judgment call and I thought to myself, I'm a dual citizen. Yeah. I can come and go as I please. My daughter's also a Canadian citizen. We have rights, and it's much safer there than it is in New York City. So we packed our bags and we came here, and I've been working here remotely and doing it all remotely. But I mean, it's better for Alexa because my mom and sister live dead across the street from one another, and there's two homes with big backyards, and her cousins are here. So she has the ability to just bounce from one house to the next. Everyone's in this one bubble.
Wow.
And so it's easier for her. It's not
as stressful as New York City. Oh, God. I'm such a dedicated dad, and I worry like anything about my kids. Hey, give other moms listening some tips on keeping their kids occupied during this pandemic, Zen.
Yeah. So there's so many different things that right now my daughter started online virtual school. She goes to international preschools in the city. She goes to the one on 86th Street. So they started all their classes remotely. So I always tell moms, if you have not downloaded the Zoom app, you must, without a doubt, download the Zoom app, because that is connecting your child to all of his or her caregivers and extracurricular activities. My daughter's doing ballet through Zoom. She's doing all her classes through Zoom. She's interacting with her OT and PT, her physical therapist at Theraplay. So Zoom is great. YouTube also provides such an incredible ability to really keep your kids occupied because they have all these interesting channels. So I will list a really good list, I think, that I've come up with for moms.
Oh.
And I think that, I'm going to give you the list right now and I'll kind of walk you through it because I think that most moms would probably want to hear about this.
Send it to us too. We'll post it as well, you know.
You'll post it? Yeah, I'll
absolutely. And where can we find you, Zen, online?
You can definitely go off. Social media is the best way to find me. Okay. So on my Instagram page and on my Facebook page, you can always follow what I'm doing. But then the other interesting thing, as I'm looking for these specific things, I shared a cool story on another remote I did yesterday. And this was kind of a fun fact, but it kind of brings light to a really heavy situation. So there's this man, he's 101 years old. Did you hear about him? He's identified as Mr. P. He was released from isolation after recovering from COVID-19 in the Italian city of Rimini. In Rimini, now Mr. P is a World War II and Spanish flu survivor, and he was admitted last week to a hospital in Northeast Italy after he tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
And Gloria Lisi, the vice mayor of Rimini, said that the patient began to recover, and it was like the story everyone talked about because this man is 101.
Yeah.
He survived the Spanish flu, World War II, and COVID-19.
Oh, my God. This is great. Italian in Rimini.
In Rimini, 101 years old.
Yeah, this
is
great.
It's like the trifecta here.
You know what, Zen? It's so important, to your point, to stay positive. I can't, and I say to you listening, we're talking to our friend Zen, Sam's model. By the way, The Banker on Apple TV, The Banker, starring Zen. But you know what? You can't get crazy because you watch the news. It's so negative. You know, we got a break here for traffic. But Zen, would you send little tips maybe for other moms how to occupy the kids and how you're doing such a great job as a mom yourself? We'd love to put that online if we could, Zen.
Yeah, I'll send you the list right now, and then you guys can have a look at it. And it's really, it's awesome. A great site, and it keeps all the kids busy.
All right, Zen Sim. Zen, thank you. We love you. We'll see you soon enough, all right, in New York, in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Take care, Zen. God bless. Zen Sam's right there. Hey, it's 8:52. Debbie's out there working hard for you, checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe, to all of our essential workers out there going to and from work. Thank you so much. Just wanted to tell you about a problem here in Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica Ave is still blocked out by the Van Wyck. It's all due to an ongoing accident investigation. 109 southbound, that's closed. Getting into West Babylon down by Sunrise Highway, another serious accident. Nichols Road south into Patrog, Holbrook Road in toward Holbrook. Watch for a crash there. And you're still slowing down as you head over to 109 again is still closed by Sunrise Highway. Away with that accident. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
My friends, Dennis Prager here, and they're at it again. The left is doing their best to silence ideas they don't like. On the college campus, in social media, and at your place of work, if you dare think for yourself and say what you believe, the left will try to shut you down. I've experienced this, and you, your children, and your grandchildren will or already have. My friends, it is time to fight back and defend our values, and that is why I made the film No Safe Spaces. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this film, which is why, believe it or not, this is really amazing. You won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime, but now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back against the attack on free speech and protect our American values. In any event, it's just a great film. See No Safe Spaces starring Adam Carolla and me at nosafespaces.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limo. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hey, weather's coming up. It's 8:55 right now. Telling you about Empire State Bank. In business over 15 years, Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice. At a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by those large impersonal corporate banks, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, you want to be treated with respect?
I tell you, I get no respect at all.
Hey, you want to know what your banker's name is? You know, your first name basis, but you gotta go to Empire State Bank. It's part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. I have experienced this firsthand. I've been out with Phil Guarneri, the CEO of Empire State Bank, to different communities all across this the great city of New York, you know. And Empire State Bank is there for your business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking, mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. And by the way, if you need business guidance, right, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business and keeping you safe. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley. It's Empire State Bank. You're going to love Empire State Bank. ESBNA.com. That's where you got to go. ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg, he's our marathon man meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk. You know what? How are we doing, Joe? He looks good today. Look at me. Nice sunny day, you're saying, huh?
It's starting out sunny, but I don't think it's going to stay that way. I think there's going to be an increase in clouds. There's going to be a lot of wind. It's not going to rain today, but it's just it's going to get a little windier, a little cloudier as we go deeper into the afternoon.
All right, and then it clears up tomorrow, looking for a temperature rise, perhaps?
I would say wait until Saturday to start to see some clearing once again. I think there'll be a shower or two tomorrow, gusty breeze in the 50s, breaks of sun Saturday, then a little milder as we get through the end of the weekend and into next week.
God, did you go out on the bike yesterday? Were you out there?
I did not ride yesterday. I actually ran. I went out at lunchtime, and I ran 6 miles.
Wow. Oh, gee whiz, Joey, you're unbelievable. An inspiration you are, Joe. And the allergy report from Balance of Nature is moderate.
It is moderate today. Get used to it. Okay. It's springtime, and those allergies are going to be, the allergies
yeah,
are going to take it on
yeah.
the chin in
yeah.
the
yeah.
day.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Joe. We appreciate it so very much. Joe Lundberg, 857. So the man, Dean Koontz, internationally renowned, best-selling master of suspense, author of the new book, Devoted, will join us live on the radio in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk, how did he know in his book, Eyes of Darkness, about this quote-unquote biological weapon engineered by China originating in Wuhan called Corona. Do not go away. Steve Scalise as well. Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
40 degrees at 8:58. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Stock futures are up as Wall Street looks to bounce back from Wednesday's rough start to the second quarter. Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ futures are all up more than 1%, pointing to some lift at the open. All three indexes lost more than 4% of their value yesterday. Large donations from First Energy Corporation and Wawa to help with the COVID-19 pandemic are going to support food pantries across New Jersey. Governor Murphy says First Energy, through its subsidiary JCP&L, has donated $2 million to food banks in JCP&L's service area. Meanwhile, Wawa has contributed $119,500 to 27 organizations across seven states, including New Jersey, that will help feed the hungry during the crisis. Long Island leaders are starting a so-called Take Five initiative to help keep residents mentally healthy throughout the outbreak. Nassau County Legislator Rosemary Walker says the campaign encourages residents to take just 5 minutes every day to get in contact with friends, family, and neighbors by phone, video chat, or other types of personal contact. Walker says it's important during this time of extended social distancing and quarantine to keep close contact with friends and family, with many feeling disconnected from society and those they love. Another week, another terrible record. Labor Department says 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment claims last week as the coronavirus pandemic continues to take a toll on the economy. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.